brought to you by Penguin.
Unlawful Killings by Her Honour Wendy Joseph KC. Read by Her Honour Wendy Joseph KC, Rachel Bavage and Roy McMillan.
Preface. Between 2000 and 2018, roughly 500,000 people died each year in the UK. The vast majority lost their lives from illness or accident, but a significant number were neither ill nor unlucky. They were unlawfully killed. Exact figures are harder to come by than you might think. What looks like murder isn't if the jury decides the defendant acted in self-defense. What might be manslaughter isn't if the jury says it was an accident. But whatever the exact figures, every day in the UK, lives are suddenly, brutally, wickedly taken away. Victims are shot or stabbed. Less often they are strangled or suffocated or beaten to death. Rarely they are poisoned, pushed off high buildings, drowned or set alight. Then there are the many who are killed by dangerous drivers or corporate gross negligence. There are a lot of ways you can kill someone. I know, because I've seen most of them at close quarters. I see them day in, day out, because it's my job to preside over the trials that follow. It's my job to sit on the bench at the Old Bailey and ensure there is a careful, clinical sifting of the evidence in each case that comes before me. A rational and considered examination of who killed this person, how and why. It's my job to bring dispassionate focus to the most terrible situations in which human beings manage to get entangled. Every unlawful death tells a story. Every trial involves characters to be understood, motives to be unravelled, plans and methodology to be exposed. It involves human good and human bad, sometimes very bad. You may think all this, all that is going on around us, is nothing to do with you, that it's stuff to do with other people, with other lives a long way from yours. But the ways in which each of us can be touched by these killings are many and subtle. The increasing number of gang-related killings, drug-related killings, knife killings. The increasing number of killers only 15 or 16 years old, or with mental health problems, or from backgrounds that have marginalized them, is a reflection of the society in which we live, you and me. In fact, it's surprising how many of us are involved with the lives of these people who kill and are killed. There are obvious ways we might be involved. Any one of us could be the victim. It could be our body on the mortuary table. We could be the lone jogger targeted by a knife man, the one who wakes to find a violent burglar in our sleeping home, the sufferer of domestic abuse, or the person shot in mistake for another as we sit in a park. We could be the parent whose child is stabbed by a classmate outside the school gates. We could be the parent of the stabber. We could be the bereaved or the bemused and horrified family of the defendant. But every suspect accused of homicide who is brought before the court involves many, many more of us than this. Because each killing drops into our world like a stone into a deep, dark pool. The ripples widen and widen. Of course, if you work in the world of law and order, all this will be your daily fare. So it is for the police, the pathologists, the forensic scientists, the telephone analysts and psychologists and other experts. So it is for the prison officers and the probation officers, the court clerks and ushers and administrative staff, the lawyers, the judges.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?